Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, and his NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism is the gold standard for small business sentiment. Every month, we've been talking about it for 20 years. Bill, couple of the things that really seems odd to me about the responses to your survey this month for November, the hiring, you know, with all the weeping and wailing that's going on on Main Street, which I know is real, hiring was still strong, and there's still not a major demand for credit. How do we reconcile companies going out of business because they need cash from the government, but yet you've got a high percentage of your people, the demand for credit hasn't really changed that much? What do you think?
Yeah, that's true, and that's because, of course, we did give a lot of money away through PPP and other programs, so that helped a lot of the firms. Let's be honest, too, that the banks are unwilling to lend to a lot of these firms that were kind of fragile to begin with, and once the foot traffic was shut down so they didn't have the customers, or as many customers, well, they didn't look very good for lending opportunities either. So,
but you got almost 80% of your people either have their credit needs met or don't want a loan.
Right, right, and those are the ones that are left.
Yeah,
yeah. No, that's really amazing. And the interest rates we're paying are the lowest that we've recorded in our
history.
You know, 45 year history.
Yeah.
So it's cheap credit. But it's hard to get if you don't have good prospects. That is, you know, the lending for that is all about the future, and the future, as we know, is not looking so good. So, people are less willing to go out there and borrow the money on their own hook, and try to stay in business.
When you combine
on the employment side, what you'll notice is that the share of new jobs, the share of employment, is shifted to the firms with 500 or more. So it's the large firms that are doing the hiring rather than the small firms.
Why is that?
Well, you know, they haven't. Nobody asked them to slow down, so they're still going. And
they didn't have. They weren't sequestered. Like, I mean, a lot of the big companies were allowed to remain open, weren't they? When Main Street had to close, Walmart stayed open.
Yeah,
Amazon stayed open.
Yeah, that's right. And churches, we had to close those.
Yeah,
keep Walmart open.
Yeah.
So, but you know, most of the bigger firms don't deal with the consumer directly, so that it's not that personal contact. I mean, the real cost comes where, you know, the beauty parlors and the gyms and the restaurants and the, you know, where there's a lot of, that's a labor-intensive business, involves a lot of contact with the customer, and the big firms don't do that, you know.
What I worry about, Bill, is I keep, you know, I've lived long enough to know history, and I remember after 08, we wound up with the Obama-Biden administration, and the combination of the impact of 08 and that administration hit Main Street very hard. Now I see, now we've got another collapse like that, only in a different with a different version, with a disease, with this coronavirus, and we're coming up on a Biden-Harris, or as I often say, a Harris-Biden administration. I see another several years, I'm afraid, of bad news for Main Street. What do you think? I fear that.
I think you're probably right, because if we're going to pull back on the regulations and raise taxes, well, you know, those are the things that that President Trump said he would fix, and he did. And if you look at our data, you know, those items, taxes and regulations, used to be the top of the list for what's your most important problem. And they're not there now. They've fallen 10, 12, 15 points over the time that Trump's been in office.
In the last 4 years.
I mean, he did the job. These people are going to reverse that. They think that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good for Main Street. Hey, Bill, good job today as always. Come back soon. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you.
Dr. Bill Duckenberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. We always love having him on the show. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasting.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.